and all these things that you have been kind of struggling with during the whole weekend and during the whole week. I am already thinking about the weekend. And we have brought for you five panelists. Maybe a sixth one will come a little bit later. But we have with you today five people who were staff members like you some years ago, who most probably went through the same pre-retirement seminar, and that today they are living the retirement in a very good shape, as I can see. And they are here today in order to share how they went from being a staff member in an active life into the retirement life. So with us, we have today Alejandro Bonilla García. He is a national from Mexico and Switzerland. And he was working in the International Labor Office, where he was the senior actuary of the Social Security Department in Geneva. He is currently the president of the Association of Former International Civil Servants for Development, based in Geneva. We also have with us Mr. Bijleveld.
Yes, it's okay.
Thank you. Who has been working for 31 years with UNHCR in Central Europe, Southeast Asia, Pakistan, and Africa. Since 2007, he is the chairman of the Sergio Vieira de Mello Foundation and occupies the chair of the Refugee Education Trust since 2008. We also have with us Mr. von Kirchbach. He has been working since 1975 for a variety of international organizations, including the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific in Bangkok, and also for the International Trade Center in Geneva. He is today the president of the 1% for Development Fund, which is the largest development initiative of the UN staff in the system. We also have Ms. Sylvie Jacques, who has been in the UN career since 1976, and she retired in 2013, being the chief of the section at the UNOC Library. She does voluntary work at the Cité Senior and a private tutoring in French. And finally, we have Ms. Cathy Everlett, which is a former United Nations staff member specialized in learning and development. Cathy worked in international organizations since 1980, and she retired in 2014. So the five of them are here with you today in order to share their experiences. And I would like to start by asking them to introduce themselves, maybe something that was important for them when retiring, and especially to share with you something that worked well for them when they went from being an active UN staff member into their retirement life, and something they would have done differently now that they can look back from today. So thank you very much. Maybe we can start with Alejandro.